Democrats love to brag about how demographic changes are helping them gain and maintain power. But if a Republican, or particularly a white person, starts noticing these demographic changes and even slightly hints that they're concerned or opposed to them, then they are instantly and viciously denounced as a white supremacist who's promoting the dangerous Great Replacement conspiracy theory. Non-whites and the Democrats who use them to maintain their power have long anticipated white people becoming a minority in the United States, on pace to occur around 2045. Obviously, these sweeping demographic changes in the racial makeup of the United States are mostly due to the massive number of illegal aliens that have been flooding in across the southern border for decades and given safe harbor in America, despite them just standing on our soil being a crime. But mass immigration is only part of it. Expediting the situation is the declining white birth rate. As far back as 2011, there were more Hispanic, Black, and Asian babies being born in America than white ones. And despite countless Democrats expressing their joy about the rapid decline of the white population in the United States, the New York Times says the Great Replacement is a racist and misogynistic conspiracy theory that holds that white people face existential decline, even extinction, because of rising immigration in the West and falling birth rates among white women. Adding sarcastically, caused, of course, by feminism. Non-whites have often celebrated this as the Browning of America, and the Southern Poverty Law Center's president, Mark Potok, actually has a list hanging on his wall in his home office showing the declining percentages of white people in America starting in the 1920s through today. The chart was captured on camera for a brief moment when he was being interviewed for a documentary called Alt-Right, Age of Rage in 2018. Obviously, he made it as a visual reminder that the Browning of America is going according to plan. But it's not just supposed white nationalists who have been talking about the white majority in the United States being demographically replaced through sustained immigration from other regions of the world. The Democrats have been openly bragging about this happening for years. As vice president under Barack Obama, Joe Biden boasted this.
Not only are Muslim communities, but African communities, Asian communities, Hispanic communities, and the wave still continues. It's not going to stop, nor should we want it to stop. An unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who are Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, we'll be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
When CNN's Anderson Cooper was speaking with Jorge Ramos, a popular host on the Spanish language station Univision, about the changing demographics of the United States, Cooper gloated about the same thing.
The idea that, whites will not be the majority, I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and progress of our country in many different ways.
For decades, Democrats have been openly bragging how demographic trends are going to one day keep the Republicans from holding power. After Donald Trump became the president in 2017, Democrats were concerned that his immigration plan may keep white people, the country's ethnic majority, longer than they had hoped. The Washington Post lamented that instead of it happening in 2044, it might be pushed back to 2049. MSNBC's Chris Hayes ranted about the possible delay as well.
The Trump immigration plan could keep whites in the U.S. majority for up to 5 more years. The census currently projects white people will no longer be the majority by 2044. The Post finds that under Trump's plan, whites could remain as a majority until 2049. Buying a precious 5 years. That is what Donald Trump's plan would do. Keep the nation as white as possible for as long as possible.
After Trump was out of office, however, and Joe Biden's handlers got in power, the globalists made up for lost time, and the massive floods of illegals increased to record levels, and the celebrations of the rapidly declining white majority in the United States resumed. In April 2021, Tucker Carlson started openly discussing these issues, which had been completely taboo in the Republican Party, saying this one night on his Fox News show.
Here's what we do know for a fact. There is a strong political component to the Democratic Party's immigration policy. We're not guessing this. We know this, and we know it because they have said so. They've said it again and again and again. They've written books on it and monographs and magazine articles. They've bragged about it endlessly. They talk about it on cable news constantly. And they say out loud, we are doing this because it helps us to win elections. That's not something they've said once. It's something they've gloated about again and again and again. And we think that's wrong.
After that monologue, he trended on Twitter from so many people attacking him. And the next day, the ADL demanded that Fox News fire him. Instead of backing down and apologizing, Tucker doubled down. And in the following months, would bring it up again and again.
Of course, you're not working to import as many new citizens as we can in the United States to replace all the disobedient ones who didn't vote for us. In other words, you're being replaced and there's nothing you can do about it. So shut up. The great replacement theory, it's a lie, they yelled. George Soros has nothing to do with that. Stop talking. They said we were espousing something called the great replacement theory, a well-known racist fantasy. The great replacement. They acknowledge that it's real and they love it. This policy is called the great replacement, the replacement of legacy Americans with more obedient people from faraway countries. The great replacement plan is working.
Tucker then played the clip of Joe Biden, which I just played, showing him looking forward to whites becoming an absolute minority, and continued. He also mentioned the obvious that if anyone points out what's happening without enthusiastically endorsing it, then you will be denounced as a white supremacist. So the left keeps calling it a conspiracy theory when it's a historic reality. Numerous cultures around the world have faced. White Europeans displaced the Indians or the Native Americans, indigenous people or whatever they're calling themselves these days, here in North America. Jews displaced many Palestinians in 1948 with the creation of Israel after the United Nations adopted the Zionist resolution, causing over 700,000 Palestinians to be forced out of the land, an event that's called the Palestinian Expulsion or the Nakba. It's considered extremely anti-Semitic, just to point this out, by the way, so be careful when talking about it. But there's even a clip of President Truman talking about the difficulties he faced when the state of Israel was created after World War II.
Don't think that decision to recognize Israel is an easy one. I had to make a compromise with the Arabs and divide Palestine. The Jews wanted to chase all the Arabs into the Tigris and Euphrates River, and the Arabs wanted to chase all the Jews into the Red Sea. And what I was trying to do was to find a homeland for the Jews and still be just with the Arabs. We had several other people in the country, even among the Jews, the Zionists particularly, who were against anything that was to be done if they couldn't have the whole of Palestine and everything handed to them on a silver plate so they wouldn't have to do anything. It couldn't be done. We had to take it in small doses. You can't move 5 or 6 million people out of a country and fill it up with 5 or 6 million more and expect both sets of them to be pleased. We had all sorts of objections to everything that was done. Something had to be done. We went ahead and done it, and had it done, and now it's working out. Eventually, I think we'll have them all satisfied. But it's going to take a great deal of time yet to get the job done.
Tucker responded to the ADL's calls for him to be fired for talking about the issue by pointing out the organization's own statement regarding their concerns about Jews being demographically diminished in Israel by Arabs. The ADL's official stance on Zionism is that, quote, it is unrealistic and unacceptable to expect the state of Israel to voluntarily subvert its own sovereign existence and nationalist identity and become a vulnerable minority within what was once its own territory. After Tucker highlighted their hypocrisy, they deleted that page from their website, but not before it was archived on the Wayback Machine. On Megyn Kelly's podcast, Tucker was even more candid than his Fox News show. When she mentioned that the ADL was calling for him to be fired, he responded like this.
You get so much blowback whatever you do. I mean, frankly, whatever you do, you get blowback. And today there's more blowback on whether you've been pushing for the great replacement theory. And you said that this is going to happen on your show last night. Sure enough, on cue, the ADL comes out and comes after you. And I wonder,
I don't want to be the one to tell you
because you do a good job of avoiding it.
I didn't even know that. I mean, what a
liar.
They
want you to be fired. They're pushing yet again for you to be fired, Tucker. It's constant.
Tucker let the cat out of the bag, and the left was furious that not only did he point out their plan, but him finally talking about what had only been whispered in Republican circles out of fear of being called white nationalists or Nazis. Now others would feel safer pointing out the obvious too. The very next day after one of Tucker's monologues on the issue, Charlie Kirk felt it was finally okay to say such an obvious fact out loud. When talking about the need for stricter border enforcement, he added this.
We're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk about how the other side has openly admitted that this is about bringing in voters that they want and they like, and honestly, diminishing and decreasing white demographics in America. We're going to say that part out loud because so many people in the corporate media are afraid to talk about it.
Yeah, people in the corporate media have been afraid to talk about it, and those in Conservative Inc., including Charlie Kirk, for years. But Tucker shattered the taboo, and others didn't feel like they had to completely avoid even hinting at the topic. The Washington Post soon lamented that, quote, half of Republicans see great replacement is real. Vice News called it a conspiracy theory that's quickly becoming gospel on the right. Every liberal media outlet denounced Tucker for discussing it, trying to scare others away from pointing out white people's impending minority status in the U.S. is because of mass immigration. Not to mention all the anchor babies illegal aliens are having who automatically become American citizens because of the ridiculous birthright citizenship laws in place, which has been a major encouragement for the influx of illegals. Some, like the Los Angeles Times, recommended that Republicans talking about replacement theory, which is a fact, be censored from social media, which they often are. The ADL started calling for Tucker Carlson to be banned from Twitter and Facebook and demanded that all clips of his show be deleted from the Fox News YouTube channel. As we all know, Fox News eventually fired Tucker Carlson and wouldn't give a reason, but it's obvious he was telling too much truth for a corporate news network to handle. And even me talking about it on YouTube in such a frank manner may be flying a little too close to the sun. So if you want to know the whole story, read some of my books like The War on Conservatives or The True Story of Fake News, all available in paperback and now hardcover on Amazon, or download the ebook from any of the major ebook stores. And of course, there is a link to the Amazon listing in the description below. So click it and head on over there and check them out.